problem. Whatever, it doesn't matter. So this morning I looked at the text and I was like, what are all these? Oh, okay. Like, I didn't remember. So, old lady? I don't know.
Your brain is aging like anything else.
My brain is broke.
Your brain is broke. I saw a commercial for that, the trailer for that the other day. It popped up on my YouTube.
The movie was so good. I love how we talk about all the time when we leech, and I only saw it like once.
Yeah, we only saw it once, but it was that good.
Although I just remember, because I was there. I wasn't there, but I remember reading it on Twitter, that whole feed or the whole thread. Thread? Right? Yeah.
Thread?
Was it tread? That's not the right word.
Was it thread?
Threat.
Threat.
Yeah, that's what I felt like, me trying to say threat. My God.
My goodness. What am I?
How you doing, Joy?
My brain emptied.
I saw that, so I was going to give you some time.
Oh my God. Okay. What the fuck am I thinking? I don't know. Brain empty. Brain empty. Brain empty. Brain empty.
That was work.
Ugh, I was there too fucking long. Too fucking long. Too long. Then now my brain is empty. I have so much shit going on this week. They had the audacity to tell me, like, maybe you should work on Saturday. And I was like, fuck you. No, I'm not. I will not. I refuse.
Aww, so I'm proud of you for saying no. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
I'm not joking. Like, honestly, like, saying no is a big deal. So good for you.
Yeah. Because I was like, haha, no. And then they were like, are you sure? And I was like, okay, no.
Are you sure?
They were like, well, is there someone there to cover for you? And I was like, I'll make it happen. But I told you guys, like, fucking forever ago. It's not like I do this all the time, so. Wow. One holiday. Amazing.
Yeah, saying no and meaning is important, and you did that, so good for you.
Yes. And Friday, I'm only scheduled until 2 o'clock because I got to come over here so I can meet you.
I mean, I was just going to hang out until I saw you. Like, you didn't have to get off, like, any time earlier.
I want to get out, so.
I know, but I don't want you to feel like, oh, my God, I got to go. Like, I can be alone
I gotta
in
go.
The city.
I got plans. I literally was like, the flight is here at 4, so I got to go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. Another episode of our Oscar Rewind series. Today we're looking back at our 2000 Oscar nominees, and we're talking about Michael Clayton. The film is about a law firm bringing in its fixer to remedy a situation after a lawyer has a breakdown while representing a chemical company that he knows is guilty in a multi-billion-dollar class action lawsuit. In addition to being nominated for Best Picture, it has 7 total noms. Lead actor for George Clooney, supporting actor Tom Wilkinson, supporting actress Tilda Swinton, directing Tony Gilroy, original screenplay Tony Gilroy, and original score James Newton Howard. This is Michael Clayton. Okay, friends. What did we think of this?
I'm Crystal, by the way. We should introduce ourselves.
Oh, yes. I'm Joy.
I'm Anna.
And I
know us by now.
I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was excellent. I wow, 19-year-old me, when she first saw this, I distinctly remember renting this like the day of the ceremony because I wanted to try to get in and watch all of them. And I was like, this is so boring. Like I remember like laying on my bed like, this is so long. I'm boring. I didn't even care. Wow. That girl was dumb. She didn't know nothing. This movie was great. From the first voiceover, I was like, yes, locked in. Let's do this. Oh my God. Oh my God. It
Same. I was so into this. Yeah, that first voiceover captured me, and I was like, okay, I'm intrigued. I'm listening. Tell me more. And then as it went on, growing up, I was a Julia Roberts like super fan. We watched all the Julia Roberts movies with my grandmother. I think we've talked about this before, for you loyal listeners. But one of my favorites that I watched for years without ever really understanding was The Pelican Brief with Denzel Washington. Had no idea what the hell was going on, but god damn, I loved that movie. And this felt very much like The Pelican Brief. I was like, I'm not sure what's happening, but I'm into it and I love the vibes and I'm along for the ride, and tell me more and give me more. And I was, yes, I was into it. And then I understood what was happening as time went on. But in the very beginning, I was like, this is very confusing. So
Yeah,
yeah,
I feel
I
like
like.
sometimes I'm like, is it me or is it my brain? And I was like, in the beginning, I was like trying to keep up with it. I was like, okay, there's smart things happening here, and I'm trying to pin it together. I know these things go together, but where? And so I was like, where's my brain? But like I think it really picked up in the second half for me once I think my brain started piecing things together. But I love a good mystery. I love a good thriller. And I
Yes.
love the way it came back around in the end. I think that was very like, ooh, like the big twist, but also like in a well done, like tasteful adult thriller kind of way.
Yeah, I think like it, I love how it wasn't told like it wasn't a linear storyline. It was like it jumped. I liked how it, I said before that I love a tight script. I love when a script is giving us information that we need. That's important. That you're like, why am I needing to know this? Oh, wait, because of this. Loved that so much. And let me tell you something about Tony Gilroy. Tony Gilroy wrote, co-wrote my favorite Star Wars movie, which subsequently is now the best Star Wars show. Easy. So I was like, oh my God, I had no idea that was him. So halfway through the movie, I was like, this is so good. And then I saw his name. I was like, yes, this is exactly what I want. Because Andor is very, very good. It is slow in the beginning of season one. I haven't finished season two, but season one is really great. But when it picks up, it picks up. And it is so fantastic. Like, watch Andor if you have it. It's so good.
I love that this was a thriller. It was like a law thriller, a la like Prime Suspect and Runaway Jury, but he wasn't a lawyer. So it wasn't about like him winning the case or him getting, trying to further his career in that way, which I really enjoyed the different take on. Because it wasn't like I'm the hotshot lawyer who never loses a case and you're coming to me because you're gonna win, and then oh no, I'm gonna lose, and how am I gonna win? That's we've heard and seen that, and
Yeah,
it's
a
good.
million times.
Right.
I like it, but this was a different take on that, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like that they gave his character depth, like his relationship with his son, his relationship with Tom Wilkinson, and their connections there. I like that he was more than just like a one-dimensional, like hotshot lawyer guy kind of thing, you know?
Baby Merritt Weaver. She
Oh,
was
so
so
young here. Oh
baby.
my God.
I was so happy to see her.
Movies of. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm obsessed with her voice. I want to listen to her, like, tell me the most mundane story in the world. And I'd be like, tell me more. Keep going, Merritt Weaver. I need you to never stop talking to me.
Like, has she ever been in a bad project? I don't think so.
Well, maybe she was in Marriage Story.
Marriage Story, that's right.
She hasn't we'll ever been bad her, in a project.
I mean, that's there true. We go. Like, Marriage Story was fine. I don't think it was bad, but whatever. Listen to that episode. But
link down below.
Merritt Weaver, yeah. Yeah, literally. Merritt Weaver, always great. Love to see her. I movies like this in this time period are so interesting because they're like a different level of intense. Because like, I was thinking about that chase scene when they're trying to find him. Like with GPS tracking now, like they would find him so easily. Like it just,
yeah,
that just doesn't happen anymore. And also, like as good as this is, and I loved it a lot, this is totally something that would be like a streaming movie or like a streaming series, like a prestige series. Like they don't make movies like this really anymore.
Yeah,
that kind of sucks.
I know, they really need to bring back that, like, I think that's what people have been talking about, that like mid-budget movie that's just like kind of for like a wider audience, for an adult audience that just wants to watch something that's good. It doesn't have to be perfect, it's good and it's like engaging, but you don't see as much anymore because it's either supposed to make like $1 billion like a superhero movie, or like it just goes into the just pit of Netflix,
or it's like super indie where it's like roll out the release. Like similar, like a movie that just came out recently that I saw was Black Bag. It's very like you know, twister it's very twists and turns, like espionage, whatever, they're all spies, and that made like no money, and it was a decent movie, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was good. I
totally
liked it.
Felt like
it.
a prestige like Apple TV Plus movie or something, or that it just gave that feel, and that's just like what it is now, unfortunately, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that was really enjoyable. I think it had a good cast, like a good story, and it had, you know, the twisty turny timey wimey sort of stuff too. So let's just do more of those. I don't like nap for the whole movie, so that's good.
Yeah, I think there's a hole in the thriller genre for sure nowadays, because we don't have these anymore. We don't have the intrigue thriller. Doesn't have to be political or whatever, but I miss them. I love them.
Yeah. You know what? A movie that I really liked back in the day, even though I'm sure watching it now, I can even appreciate it even more, was when you mentioned Runaway Jury. Runaway Jury, I remember watching as like a preteen and being like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, and the story and then what happens, and like it's all just very, very good, and like there's a lot of, it's very solid, it's a very solid story, it's a thriller, it's a suspensey thing, so like you're kind of trying to figure it out together with the movie. I think that's really enjoyable, and I think it's like a movie that, you know, you can go with a group of people and you're all gonna like it.
I just saw that earlier this year, late last year, for the first time.
Oh, really?
Really loved it. Also, Primal Fear with Richard Gere, and it was Edward Norton's first movie. Really excellent thriller. Enjoyed the hell out of that one. I love a good law firm thriller. I also want to watch like The Firm, and there's another one with Matt Damon. He's like baby Matt Damon. I started it, but I couldn't finish it, and then I forgot about it. I'll look it up in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, from that opening shot of the buildings where it's like black and blue, it kind of looked like Tron. So, like, compiled with the voiceover and the first shot, I was like, oh, I'm locked in. This is it. Like, the way that Tom Wilkinson delivers that monologue is, like, very much the cadences, the breaths that he takes, the pacing of that entire speech. It almost was like a sermon a little bit. Very good. I really like that. Tom Wilkinson also, bravo.
Yeah,
great job. He's great.
Yeah, how he can go from that whole scene where he's like carrying the bag of baguettes. I love that. It's like 27 or something. It's like a lot. And he's telling him, like, you know, I can't remember exactly, but he says, like, well, we're not in Pennsylvania, we're in New York now. Like, you don't have jurisdiction. Like, instantly he turns on the smart, like, to say, like, I'm not as dumb as you think I am. I know what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, come at me. They're fighting with words, and it's so good. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the good writers nowadays? Let's bring them back. Let's put them on the show.
Real quick, the Matt Damon film was The Rainmaker.
Never heard
another
of
one. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's just like we talked about earlier, how the movies now are just like action, action, action. There's really no, I mean, there's those are fun, but like, I don't know, maybe like people don't want to have, people don't want to use their brains in the movie theater. I don't know.
And we've definitely
I
talked
mean, I
about like the decline
guess.
of media literacy in the
Yeah.
last
Oh my
like,
God. Oh, that's
decade.
true. Yeah. Don't even
People,
get me
yeah, people
started.
don't want to think.
I got baited into having an online argument with someone.
Oh
And I was like, oh,
no.
why did I respond? It's so stupid. But again, I
Did
feel
you
very
win? You
passionately.
won, right?
Yeah, they haven't responded, but they also posted like fucking they I posted one comment and they posted like 10 replies. And then I posted like four replies and I haven't seen anything yet. But
Okay, you have a job, you're busy, you have a life. What are they doing? Nothing. Posting comment after comment after comment after comment. So,
exactly.
whatever. Anyways. So, in the beginning, he's playing poker. I've always wanted to learn how to play poker, but I've never played it. That's
It's
just a random
been
tidbit.
on my
Let's
list of
learn.
things to do. I've tried many a time to have like a poker party where growing up, my family used to get together on the weekends and play poker we until the wee hours of the morning.
Oh.
It was a thing they did. And I would like sit on my dad's lap, sit on my aunt's lap or whatever, and like play. They'd let me put the money in or whatever. Let me count their coins. So I have very fond memories of like everyone around our dining room table playing poker. So for my college graduation, I wanted to have like a big poker party where I learn and we all like the whole family plays. But my parents had separated like just a few months before that. And I was like, I don't feel like have it was gonna be like the first celebration. I was like, I don't want that on me.
Right.
And then I was gonna do it last year for my birthday, but that didn't really come together. So it's a goal of mine. My sister and brother-in-law got me a poker kit with like the chips and the cards and everything. And we played a little bit of like Texas Hold'em, maybe. But it's hard to do with like only three people, and one of them is teaching us how, so.
Reminds me, we did similar things, but it was with Loteria.
Same.
We play Mexican bingo, which is not as like exciting, but money was involved. You
Oh
better believe
yeah.
Mimo used to clean us out. Like her co our piggy banks were empty. Okay. Mimo got all the quarters and all the nickels and dimes and even the pennies.
Oh my God. Those are the best. I would always love at the end of the night when everyone's like getting ready, we're like, okay, it's the last game. Cartagena, full card, and we're gonna play not for quarters, not for pennies, not for nickels, but a dollar for each card you're gonna do. And everybody was like, oh my God. And they got so intense.
What's the most cards you played at once?
Three. I can't do more than three. I don't have enough focus to
I can't
do.
do more than two. Three sounds like too many.
That's a lot of squares. And I'm pretty sure the times that I played three, I was like, I could have won by now, but I can't come up with this shit. Because you know,
Exactly.
my DS are like giving it out. They're like, El paraguas,
Yeah.
el árbol,
Keep up.
la
Keep
bota.
up.
And I'm like,
Exactly.
bro, like, my brain, no.
Like I feel like two is
I know,
good
I should
because I
like
can
panic.
focus like one hand on each, but like three, my uncle used to do four.
Yeah.
It's like
My
okay,
DS.
bought money bags with $4 in the pot, go off then, I guess.
They just got like cards spread all around them. And then some of my DS would make like their own Loteria cards and they would pick which
That's
ones they
cool.
want.
I love that.
Yeah, so they made their own. So I think, I don't know whose house they're at, but
My brother has a t-shirt of the Loteria card that said El Musico.
oh,
And he wore it to
cute.
band all the
That's cute.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we should learn how to play poker then.
I'm down.
It's
And
my goal. I
we should do
will.
that. I feel like there was something, there was some show or some like movie back in the day, probably when I was like a preteen or something, that made poker look so cool, and I can't remember what it is
It was
anymore.
a Celebrity Poker, wasn't
Oh, that was a lot on like
Yeah, it was
TLC or
really
T TNT or
for a big
it was
thing. There
like
was like
trendy
Celebrity
for a
Poker
while.
Tour, and celebrities would play poker on
Yeah.
TV. Yeah,
It was like
like
really
Jennifer Tilly
trendy.
was like killing everybody or something.
Shut up. I don't remember
Josh
that.
Molina was also really good.
I believe that. He's a Molina.
Yeah, he is, but I think he spells it a little different. Malina.
Oh, I don't.
Anyway,
I'm oh, okay.
he's a Jewish Molina, or the
Oh.
Mexican Molinas,
Oh,
Molinas.
cool.
Okay, so his son Henry, when he's talking on the phone with Tom Wilkinson, he has that phone that had like the the landline. He had like an interchangeable face on it, so he could put different colors, and his was orange.
I didn't catch that. I love
That
that.
phone had like such a grip on us. My best friend Lindsay at the time had that phone, and we were like obsessed with like changing out the colors.
Of
And it
course,
was
I
so
bet.
cool. I love finding old landlines in movies and stuff. We used to have a wireless flip phone landline in our house, and it was Motorola, and it was pretty popular, and it was like in a bunch of things. And I
Oh, really?
remember watching movies and be like, that's our phone. That's our phone. It was very cool. I loved that phone.
Oh my God, it's the season of phones. There was a hamburger
Yes.
phone, and now there's this color changing phone. You know what? I say let's bring color back to technology. I want a more colorful phone than this.
You
I
can
like
just
a
get a
computer that's not
case.
just no, but like you know how like the Macs, I think around like the new millennium, it was like they're like see-through
Oh,
and they're like
yeah.
colors and they're
Everybody
so
wanted
bright.
those.
Oh, I always
Well, I
wanted
mean,
one of those.
iPhones do have color now. There's like pink and blue.
Yeah,
Mine's
Androids do as
purple.
well.
I know, but I gotta put a case on it so it doesn't break on me. So
We could just
I
live
don't.
wild on the wild side and go without a case.
You can put
Naked.
a clear case on it. True.
No, that doesn't look as cute. I
How
phones
dare
just need
you?
to
I have a clear
phones
case on
just need
mine,
to
although it's
last
black, so it
better.
doesn't really matter.
Yeah, phones just need to be made better so they don't just break when you drop it the first time.
What? You need a better case then?
No, that was like caseless. Just so I can see it. Wait, what color is my phone? I don't even know.
My God.
It's green. I forget.
What color is your phone, Anna?
Purple. I love that.
Ooh. What color is your phone, Crystal?
It's just black, but it's
Oh, it's
because
kind of
I
hard to
had.
tell.
It's just black, but it's on a clear case. But also, mine's the this. So
You got a cool flip phone.
that's a little different.
And then I've got a blue case.
Oh, cute. I need to get one of those pop sockety thingies.
Popsockety. So it's been almost 20 years since this movie came out, but George Clooney doesn't look that much different. So props to him. Good job.
Yeah, I think
Wow.
it's because he went gray pretty, not like pretty young, but like a little bit earlier, I'd say, than some people. So
I
he's been
don't
gray for so long.
know.
I feel like this is how I've always seen him. Although when he was on ER, he was like the guy. He was like the hot
That's
guy.
true. I feel like he had gray hair then too, didn't he?
Yeah, I think towards the last couple of seasons he was on, I think so.
I don't
That's why I'm
remember.
like, I've always pictured him with gray hair. So I knew him from
I
ER.
don't remember. Because I only really watched ER towards like, not, he wasn't on it, so maybe it was the middle or the end. I'm not really sure. But then again, it was only like watching it with someone else. Like I really wasn't like watching it. My grandma used to tell me that like, you know someone's a good person if they age well. If they age poorly, that's a sign.
Yeah.
So I guess he's a good dude. Or he has the money to fix it, but
Yeah,
there you
dude's
go. We'll
got
find
money
out.
to look as pretty as he wants.
Yeah, that's Casamigos money. Hello.
Hey. But I mean even now he's like aging, but he's not aging like terribly. He just looks like, his age now.
Was like, at the time, back in the day, he was like Leo, where he would date someone for like 2 years or something and then dump them or whatever. Was
Yeah,
that was him,
before
right?
he was like an eternal bachelor until he finally found the one.
Yeah, good for him, I guess. This movie, like this, is in a category I like to call a series of men shouting.
Fair.
But in this case, it was positive.
Positive. Men shouting. Positive.
Shouting.
As opposed to every other
That's never a
time.
positive, usually.
It's hardly ever. 99.9% time, bad.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Also, like the direction, or maybe it was in the script. I guess either way, it's Tony Gilroy, so yay. The direction of having people speak over scenes. So like Tom Wilkinson would be talking about something, but the scene going on is like George Clooney doing something or saying something, or like, or the meeting is going on and Tilda Swinton is like changing in her room or getting ready for a speech. Like, you know, like I thought that was so good. It was a good way to keep the story
Yeah.
going, to make it fresh, to make it not feel stagnant. Very, very good. Love that.
Yeah, especially in something like this where it's very like dialogue heavy. It could have just been like someone talking into a camera or someone doing voiceover, but yeah, it was more multi-dimensional that way. I think it was nice.
How do we feel about this being the movie that what's her face? Tilda Swinton won for?
Yeah, I was.
This is her most normal role ever.
Yeah. I'm trying to think and I forgot to look it up because I saw this movie like I feel like forever ago. What other movies of hers would I have want her to be nominated for and or win? And I cannot think of anything right now.
All I can think of hers is like Kill Bill.
Choosing Kill Bill?
Isn't that Tilda Swinton?
I've never seen it. I have no idea.
I haven't either, but
Oh,
I
okay.
think that's her. Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. She was the White Witch.
Yeah, White Witch. Oh,
She
Grand
was
Budapest. That was her too.
Grand Budapest.
What else has she done? And she's done a million things. I can't think of anything.
So Tilda Swinton. What is the Tilda Swinton role that you know best? Or what should have she have won her Oscar for? Should it be this?
I would say I'm surprised that it's this. But maybe I am surprised because yeah, you're right. It is her most normal role. She did a great job, that's for sure.
Oops, sorry. I think she was great, and we need to talk about Kevin. She
Never
was
saw that.
Kill Bill's Uma Thurman. I'm sorry, I fucked that
Was
up
gonna
earlier.
say.
We need to talk
Even
about
hear that
Kevin.
part.
She was great in that. She was great in Snowpiercer.
She was great in Snowpiercer.
That was her.
Yeah, where she was
That
going
movie
all
was something
insane.
else. Also,
Suspiria, the remake. She was great in that.
I mean, has she been bad ever? Maybe that time that she took the role in the Marvel Universe as like an Asian character. Ooh.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. But she wasn't a bad actress.
No, she's not a bad actress by any means. She's a
No.
great actress,
She's
but like,
fantastic, actually.
I know her as the White Witch.
Yeah, same. Also, her and Sarah Paulson are like two people who can look good in so many different hairstyles. Like, wow. Like every color, every style, great.
The only thing is my like pet peeve with like movies and film and TV in general with the hair and makeup teams is when they give them dark hair but don't like match the brows.
Oh,
Like
okay.
it's such a like little thing. All it takes is just a little brow mascara, a little brow gel, and we would be there. But they don't do the brows, and so like their dark hair that has been dyed specifically for the film, it like takes me out of it. It just looks so unreal.
I also enjoyed her wacky ass character in Okja.
Oh, I
Her
didn't see that.
and Jake Gyllenhaal were freaky little people.
It
That movie was like a lot too. That's also Bong Joon-ho,
was.
right?
Yes, it made me cry like a baby.
I never saw it.
Fucked me up.
Yeah, it's a movie. Yeah. That scene where George Clooney and Tilda Swinton have their like confrontation, I was like, oh, this is the scene they got the nominations for. 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Also, her first scene was really great of her
Yeah.
like practicing and getting ready.
Yeah.
Love that. Whenever he like reveals to her what's going on in my head, I was like, bah, 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 she's cooked. I'm done. She's done.
It felt like a big moment. You got balloons, you got like trumpets and shit, like
Or it's like that guy, that gift of those guys that are like, oh, like
yeah.
this. That's
That's
what
so
I
funny.
thought.
And
Let's
at
talk
the
about that ending
go ahead.
shot.
Very
When
good.
he walks out and he's in the cab and it's just on him and we get the beautiful score. I
I like that
think
choice.
I liked that choice so much. And I thought that is not an easy shot to do as an actor. I mean, because you can really see everything he's thinking and letting go of and like realizing he's doing so much by doing nothing. And it reminded me a lot of Call Me by Your Name. I just think that's such an interesting choice for a final shot. And I want like a list of other movies that have that because I think it's great. And I don't think it's an easy thing to pull off.
I'm sure there's a letterboxed list that has that for sure.
Probably, yeah.
So this was Tony Gilroy's directorial debut, right? Props to him. Love, 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 love,
Wow.
love. So what are some other di directorial debuts that are like worthy of, like not a list, not of like your ranking, just like we'll go like each say one. So like I'll start. I'll say recently we talked about District 9, Neil Blomkamp. I thought that was a fantastic movie. It's one of my favorites of that season. Anna.
Let's do one we've all seen. Get Out, George.
Yes, that's
Yeah.
good. Yeah,
It's a great film. He did great
Joy.
with it.
Well,
Agreed.
I thought I put something down for this, but I now do not remember. But I'm gonna go with, I believe, what, Lee Isaac Chung from Minari.
Oh, my naughty. I have
Yeah.
that. Cheers. My next one is Citizen Kane, Orson Welles, like probably maybe the
Yeah.
best one. I
That's on
mean,
my
my
list
God, that
too.
was a directorial debut. What?
Yeah,
That was
debut.
that big.
That was his debut. Yeah. Like, went off, like for sure. Like, whew,
Oh
okay.
my God, he literally
I'll just
invented
change cinema real
cinema.
quick. No big deal. Like,
Wow. I know,
yeah.
he really did.
Yeah.
He really did. That's
Yeah.
nuts.
Anna.
Past Lives, Celine Song.
Yeah. Oh, man. Also tears. Joy, do you have another one or no?
Someone go next because my
Okay.
brain.
Lady Bird, Greta Gerwig.
All
Love, love, love,
right.
love, love, love,
Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born.
oh, okay. That was well directed. Yeah.
That was well
Yeah.
directed. I have to give him props for that.
Yeah.
A
Anna.
personal favorite, and it's in my top four on Letterboxd, is Columbus by Coconata.
I still have not
That's
seen
right,
that.
yeah.
Need to get on that. I don't have as many as Anna, but and Anna, you're gonna be amazed that I said this. Paranormal Activity. His director
Yes,
is Oren
bitch, yes.
Pelli, Pelli, Pelli. I'm not sure how you say that. He did one movie and dipped.
It.
He was like, yeah, I think I read some interview like a while back. He was like, you know what, that's directing's not for me. I'm good. I think he produced and like maybe wrote some shows or something like that. I can't remember. But yeah, he just one movie and he's like, I'm good. That movie is very good. Like it I to me, I think it's smart to have the scares something you can't see because your brain is gonna do so much worse work than what you see sometimes. And that movie is nothing but sounds in the dark and creepy sounds. And it's so good.
So, are you saying that this year we're gonna watch the rest of the series? Because I haven't
Are
seen
they good?
all of them.
Are they? Oh, you have. Are they really good enough to see?
I think I've seen two and three, and
Okay.
I think I remember liking three more than two, but
Oh,
I
okay.
it's been forever.
I mean, yeah, sure. You know what? Hell yeah, let's do it. I
What?
also like it. Just Joy. It was actually really good. I remember thinking like, if a movie was so much terrible '90s decor, is this good of a movie? I mean. What else can I say?
Oh
Like,
my
and it's
God.
so genius. Like, he didn't invent the found footage genre, but he definitely elevated it. Like, it looks so much like someone's TikTok or something, or someone's YouTube channel that they just put their camera and filmed. Like, but it's a movie. Like, these are actual actors. Like, it. I had to keep reminding myself, like, oh, this isn't real. This is not a documentary. Like, it's not. You know what I mean? Like,
What was so great is that they used the actors' real names as the
yes.
character names. So, like, when the movie first came out, everyone was like, is this real? Like, is this like actually them? Like, they didn't, it was a moment in
Yeah, and then
time.
wow.
he proved how profitable a low budget can be, how what you can do with such a small budget. Like, yeah, you can throw a lot of money at a film and it can look great, but there's something so great about having something so simple be so effective. Like, changed the game, this movie, for sure. I was so surprised how much I enjoyed it. I was like, wow, Anna, that was so good. I was so scared, but also
It
like
made me so
intrigued.
happy that you loved it.
I was so surprised. And then I'm looking up like his first movie? Pff, girl, go
Crazy.
off. Yeah. So, yeah, Paranormal Activity.
Oh my God. I never would have thought that
Yeah,
you
me
would have
neither.
said
Yeah.
that. That's nuts.
I wrote that down. I was like, Anna's gonna love this. So I don't have that many. That's all I have. So Anna, go ahead and go with your rest of yours.
Can I read my list?
Yeah, go off.
I had Get Out, After Sun, Charlotte Wells. I loved that movie. The Witch by Robert Eggers.
Yeah.
Hereditary, Ari Aster. Iron Giant, Brad Bird. What?
Oh my God. I
What a great fucking movie. Monkey Man, Dev Patel.
cried. How could I
Yeah.
forget?
Ex Machina, Alex Garland.
That is a good
What? That was his
movie.
debut. Oh, shut up. That
Yeah,
was
he went
so
off
good.
too.
Swiss Army
Oh
Man, the
my God.
Daniels. The Daniels who did Everything Everywhere All at
Everything
Once. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Eighth Grade, Bo Burnham. I had Citizen Kane, Columbus, Sound of Metal, Darius Marder.
My God, that was a good movie
Yeah.
too.
Tick Tick Boom, Lin-Manuel Miranda. And 12 Angry Men, Sidney Lumet.
12 Angry Men. Is that?
Old Henry Fonda.
I don't know what that
Old
is.
movie. So it's
Okay.
a perfect film. It's a I
Is
haven't
it?
seen it in
Oh.
forever, but
I've
it's
heard great
highly
things about that.
regarded as like one of the best films of all time. I think you
Okay.
would love it.
Okay. Love a
And
recommendation.
I think the only one that I would add is Shiva Baby, Emma Siegelman.
Haven't seen it, but it's on my
It's
list.
so good. It's
I would
so
add
like
Michael Clayton as well, but yeah, go ahead.
it's super short. It's super
Tell
short. It's
add
like
it because we were talking about it.
under 90 minutes, and it's really funny, and I love it.
Quick, because we talk about it all the time, was Zola Jessica Bravo's first movie as well? I'm
I
looking that up
believe
real quick.
so. Because it was on I was looking through a list, and I liked Sola, but it wasn't one of those that like stuck with me, like these
Shit.
other
Janixa
ones. I
Bravo? Yeah, I think
love
that was her first one.
love that movie.
I think that was her first film.
Janissa, I'm saying her name wrong. I know it. I'm so sorry.
Janixa. Did she? Oh my God, she directed episodes of Mrs. America.
Yeah, girl.
Oh my gosh, she's so
I
good.
think it might, but
I
I
think it's
don't.
her first like feature film.
I think she directed like shorts and TV
Yeah.
before that. Her first feature. Love that. Also, I know people apparently didn't like it, but I liked Queen and Slim. Also a first-time director. Malina Mantzoukas, I think her name was.
Still
Oh
never
yeah,
I've
that's
seen it.
right. Yeah, such a good movie. Beautiful film. People didn't like it apparently. I don't know why, but I thought it was great.
The ending.
Oh, okay. That okay, fine. But also a good movie. Well, I
Parts of
guess.
it that were good were very good, but there's some like controversial things that
Like,
the
how else would
people
it
were
have
like.
ended though? Like, how it was gonna end bad either way. They're on the run. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe that's not my place to say, but.
Yeah, I don't think it's for us to say, but when I read the points, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I didn't see it. But yeah, that
It's
kind of
definitely
makes
not something
sense.
that I could be like I could counteract, because I don't know how I would end it any better. I'm not saying it could not be improved on, but that's Cynthia Erivo's what's she wrote it? Oh my God, she was in Master of None. Lena
Lena
Waithe, yes,
Waithe.
Lena Waithe wrote it, and Melina Mancuso directed it. I thought it was great.
So good. What else?
So
Who
are
else?
we or go ahead, I guess. Oh, so I read that the role of Michael Clayton was originally offered to Denzel Washington,
Damn it, that would have been so good.
and he didn't want to do it because he was unsure about working with a first-time director.
His loss.
Yeah, it would have been a different
Interesting.
movie, but in a good way.
Yeah, I think he would have brought something different to it. But I think that he can, I think he's played these kinds of roles before.
For
So I
sure.
feel like that's definitely in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, it definitely would have changed the relationship, the relationships he had with like his son and his brother and his family. Like there would have been another element of it to that. But I think George Clooney was fine here. He did great.
I think he did a great job. I think it's one of those performances that you don't realize it's great until afterwards because, like, it's not super flashy. I mean, yeah, he does a little like men yelling,
Screaming, yeah.
men screaming, and there's a big dramatic scene. But he still pays it, even when he's talking to Tilda Swinton at that confrontation. It's still very, like, a little bit calm. Like he's not. I don't know. I felt like there was a calmness to everybody, even though like Tom Wilkinson was kind of like losing his brain a little bit. There was still like a low bar of calm through the whole thing, but also
There
intense
was
because you're trying to figure out what was going on, if that makes sense.
like a that little bit of like restraint because they don't know
Restraint. There you
how
go.
their reaction is gonna, like they can't tell everything
Yeah.
by their
They got
reaction
a poker
because they've all
face.
got yeah. Thank you. That one. So do we have any last notes or do we want to go to nominations?
I'm good. Let's go to noms.
Okay. Best picture. Should this be
Absolutely.
here? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is such a weird year, but I love it here.
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid. I think it's good. The lead actor, best actor for George Clooney. Should he be here and should he win?
I think he should be there. I think he did a good job, like I said earlier. I don't know if he should have, I don't know if he should have won. I don't know about that. But even if he did, I don't think I'd be mad about it. Although I haven't seen Tommy Lee Jones or Viggo Mortensen in those movies, so I don't really know. I like him there.
I feel like he's like a solid slot in here. It's not bad, not incredible, but still solid, reliable.
I
I
think.
had no idea looking at this list, sorry. Then Johnny Depp was nominated here for
Oh,
Sweeney
yeah.
Todd. Are they on crack? What is that? All right.
Him being good in the movie. I don't think he was better than James McAvoy, but I mean, whatever.
No way. No way. James McAvoy was like leaps and bounds ahead of. I mean, James McAvoy
Although,
was even better than George
I
Clooney.
mean, I can kind of see why Johnny Depp is there because it's the only role of that kind there. And theatrics and dancing and singing and like
And
it's the
Sweeney Todd is
ba-dum-tsh.
Sweeney
So
Todd is a well-regarded, well-loved, like it's a great ass musical. So
at one point
there's that.
Johnny Depp was regarded as like an excellent actor. Like he was one of those where people would go see a movie with him in it because they knew that he chose quality films back in the day.
I know this was literally 20 years ago.
He was reliable at one point. So him being here is not like a shock. But I don't think he was the better of James McAvoy.
Better than James McAvoy? No, I don't think so. Okay, the next one is supporting actor for Tom Wilkinson. He was up against Casey Affleck for The Assassination of James McAvoy, Robert Ford,
My God.
Javier Bardem for No Country for Old Men, Hal Holbrook Into the Wild, Philip Seymour Hoffman for Charlie Wilson's War. He didn't win, but he's in here.
He was great. I'm glad he's
Yeah.
here. Excellent. He's one of those actors
Solid.
that's quality. Like, again, he's just like good performance
Yeah,
all the time. He's kind of giving
solid
like John Lithgow vibes
delivers.
to me. You know what I mean? Quality actor.
Yeah. Like you could have swapped them and it would still be like a quality performance.
As of right now, he would be my pick. I haven't seen the winner yet. But I also believe there is someone missing from this category that I'll talk about later, who I
Oh,
would put
okay.
above him. So,
Ooh, I can't wait.
I've seen Into the Wild, and I don't remember how Holbrook was even in that movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I
I
remember
never
thinking that
saw it.
story was. I mean, Anna, you have seen it, but Joy, do you know anything about that story?
I know in general the story, yeah.
It felt weird to me that they were making a movie about this guy who, like, like gave away his life savings and his earnings, and then just went to go live in the forest, like in the wilderness, into the wild, if you will. I just felt kind of like he wasn't prepared. He wasn't like a outdoorsman. He just didn't train. He just went out there and just like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll live off the ground. And he just basically let himself like starve. Like he was not prepared. He was going into like the Alaskan wilderness, like the worst conditions, and like wouldn't accept help from anybody. He was like, I'll do it myself. I'm this, whatever. And like
Really?
it just I just think like, why are we making a movie about this guy who like what did he do? Like,
I
well,
think
it's, I
it's
don't know.
a good warning for young
Oh, okay.
people that
Fair.
think that they could go and just live off the land. I think there's especially a bout of that going around right now. Like, I could just go live off the land in the forest. And it's like, no, you really can't.
I just think
No.
it seems, I mean, I say this as us three went to on a hike and we're not prepared.
We learned our lesson,
Listen to the 30 Rock episode,
ma'am.
friends. But I just think like it's the audacity of a man to be like, oh, I can do it. I'm college educated. I can go into the forest and live off the means. Like, I don't know. I just felt like, why are we watching this movie about this kid who I don't want to call him dumb because that feels mean, but
Call him dumb, it's fine.
like ignorant to what it takes to do that. And then like, if you really wanted to do that, okay, great. But like, educate yourself, learn about where you're going, and don't start off in the Alaskan wilderness, like the worst one, the hardest, harshest conditions. Like,
Harshest condition, yeah.
I don't
The
know.
most remote too, like
Yeah.
there's no emergency services out there, like
I just, and then he's doing it because why? Because he wants to be free. Okay, so you're a college graduated white guy, all this money that you gave away. Free of what? Anyways, whatever. I'm. That movie always rubbed me the wrong way. And even after all these years, I'm like, why are we here? Anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Joy.
I kind of just want to watch it now so I can laugh. He gets what he gets. He deserves it, I guess. Supporting actress, Tilda Swinton, who we just talked about, won for this role. She was up against Cate Blanchett in I'm Not There, Ruby Dee for American Gangster, Saoirse Ronan for Atonement, Amy Ryan for Gone Baby Gone.
Liked Amy Ryan and Gone Baby Gone. I saw it like a long time ago, so I remember it is a like a my daughter's missing, so it's a lot of crying. But she's really great at it. And I did not see Annette there, so I don't know. I say yeah. Why not? Go off, girl.
I think I've seen the part of I'm Not There that I've seen is only Cate Blanchett's scenes. I think I just saw like her one big scene. And that was pretty good. But I mean, Cate Blanchett is, again, reliable.
Kate Blanchett.
Saoirse Ronan in Atonement was also really great. Like these child performances, wow. Yeah, she should definitely Tilda Swinton should be here. But I'm not set on like a winner. I feel like they were all
Yeah, it's a
pretty,
weird category. Yeah.
yeah, I feel like they're all pretty equal in that. Like I'm not like there's not like a clear front runner or standout for me.
I would add Helena Bonham Carter for Sweeney Todd in this list.
I'm mad about that.
I really have not
I'll
seen that
co-sign.
since 20 years ago or however many years ago this was.
Haven't seen it in a while either, but I do remember her from Mrs. Lovett being great. It's a great role.
Yeah, there's it's meaty. There's
I
a
remember
lot
when I
there.
watched it, I had no idea what it was about, and I was like, he's killing people. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Like, I didn't know. Had no idea.
The next category would be for director. Tony Gilroy was up against Julian Schnabel in The Diving Bell and Butterfly, Jason Reitman for Juno, the Coen brothers for No Country for Old Men, and PTA for There Will Be Blood.
Unfortunately,
Who
I feel
did
like for the big categories this season, you were, if you weren't There Will Be Blood or No Country for Old Men, you were fucked. So I love that he's here. I think he deserves it. I would probably replace Juno Reitman. even though I think it was he did great. But I like him here. I don't think he stood a chance of winning.
No.
No, I agree with that. But I agree. He definitely deserves to be there.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And then we have original screenplay, also Tony Gilroy. He was up against Diablo Cody for Juno, Nancy Oliver for Lars and the Real Girl, Brad Bird, Jan Pinkava, and Jim Capobianco for Ratatouille, and Tamara Jenkins for The Savages.
Again, yes, I'm a Gilroy stan, I guess. I talked earlier about how I love a tight script and how everything makes sense and it fits where it's supposed to, like a beautiful puzzle. Yes, I'm in. I'm in. And you mean to tell me that Juno won over this? Are you joking?
A woman
Juno
won.
was
great.
Yeah, what? Juno was
I
fantastic.
Not better than this movie.
think writing wise, it might it's very it was very creative. I like it.
Yeah, I
I
like
guess like
Juno. I
a
lot of times these movies are not what, and this is even currently, Oscars aren't usually what is the best, but what is the most.
Or like what's trendy in that time too, because I
Yeah,
feel like that was
exactly.
very much of the period.
Like what is the most script? Or like what
Well,
is the most editing? Or what is the most
I
whatever,
think
you know?
if we also look at it from the perspective of we've seen movies like Michael Clayton before, Juno was kind of a breath of fresh air at that time.
And also they don't it, that it if they did that all the time, that'd be one thing. But like sometimes they do nominate or they do pick a winner that is like Michael Clayton, the lawyer, blah blah
Yeah, for
blah. So I guess
sure.
it just depends on like the
The
year. I don't
year.
know. I just think like if we're putting apples to apples, come on now. No way.
I'm not gonna deny Juno its flowers, and I think Diablo Cody is great, and I'm glad a woman won. So
See, that's where the conundrum comes. Like a woman won.
but at what
What am I
cost?
supposed to do with that?
That's how I feel about a promising young woman, but we won't do that again.
Promising young woman, what do you mean?
I just had issues with it. And now what's her fucking face is
Oh,
right
you know
is
what? And
doing
I love
the
that movie. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, it was great until the last 10 minutes. I was gung-ho for the fashion show and then the 10 minutes happened and I was like, "Well, I'm over it now. Thanks."
Gung-ho for the fashion show? I haven't heard that phrase in 3,000 years. I love it.
I just watched the Cheetah Girls song not that long ago.
Amazing. The ending. Okay, again, much like Queen and Slim, I understand and there are points. But that she was
Exactly.
bomb, okay? Like,
Oh my God. I
I don't know
mean,
what Emma Funnell's doing now, but like it ain't that
it was
movie.
so good up until then. Emerald Fennell doing what Anna, what is it called? What is she doing? The
Saltburn
book?
and then Wuthering
No.
Heights.
Wuthering Heights. Margot Robbie is my age. What the fuck is she doing in Wuthering Heights? I don't whatever. Original score. It was up against Atonement, Dario Marinelli, The Kite Runner, Alberto Iglesias, Ratatouille for Michael Giacchino, and 310 to Yuma for Marco Beltrami.
The
It
score
didn't
not
win,
no.
obviously, but
The score nomination to me is similar to Frost Nixon, and that alone the score is good,
fine.
but with the movie it's excellent. Like the way it elevates the scenes, the way it, and you don't really notice it because you're like really into it. Be like, oh, if this score wasn't here, it would be completely different. I think.
Right.
Oh,
Apologies.
I think it's a
What
good
the?
marry of the two, of the score and along with the script and how the score's placed in the movie. Really good stuff. Yeah, the right one won for me. But yeah, I'm glad it's here because it was good.
I
I
think that
enjoyed
kind of just.
this score.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Anna.
I was just saying I really enjoyed it.
I think it goes back to the director, I think. Because his like orchestration of like the score, the acting, the editing, like all these pieces put together was really well done. Because like you couldn't have one without the other. They make each other successful. And that's it. That's all the
Yay.
nominations. So, rankings.
I'll go
Or,
first.
yeah, okay, go.
In the bottom, which with much love is Juno, and then Michael Clayton, and I still have Atonement in first.
We, Crystal.
With much annoyance is Juno in three. And honestly, I could swap Atonement or Michael Clayton for one or two because Atonement was so beautiful and really gorgeous in what it was trying to do, but Michael Clayton just like it scratched all my brain, like all my like script brain, and I just and out locked in. So yeah, one and two is interchangeable right now, but three is set.
There's not a bad one in here, but I think I have Michael Clayton at three, Juno at two, and Atonement at one.
Interesting. I like it.
So I'm excited to see where this goes in the next couple of episodes. Because myself,
Myself.
I have not seen the other two,
Hey, Jar
so
Jar, how you doing?
I am excited to watch this.
It's quiz time with Anna. Okay, if you all will listen to the recordings I sent you, put yourselves on mute and listen, and
Yeah.
then come back when you're ready. I think Joy knows it.
I knew it instantly.
Love that. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Minari.
Joy instantly started crying.
Bitch. I'm sobbing
Yeah.
over here. Oh my God. I fucking love this score so much.
That's
Instant
on
tier.
rotation on my Spotify, let me tell you.
Yeah, same. I think it was on my top like 10 tracks of like last year or the year before. I can't remember.
I'm not kidding you. I think it was seeing this song on your what is that called? What is that app called?
Oh,
Airbuds.
the
I think I saw one of the songs from it on one of your Airbuds, and I was like, I know what I'm gonna do.
You got
Okay.
me.
I'm surprised you haven't put
Question.
like all the movies in a randomizer and just like randomize and then do it that way.
Well, I picked a few that I liked.
Yeah.
And I think the next two, the next, I'm hoping the next one will trip you up a bit.
Ooh.
Maybe. Okay. Question two. What is the highest grossing Best Picture winner? Ooh, that's a great question. Okay, let me open my PDF or whatever it is.
PDF, PDF. Let's see. Not that one. Ooh, maybe this one. I think I might know which one it is.
Scroll back so far. Where are you? Guess who's not prepared? Oh, my
Oh,
car.
wait. I think I know what it is. Okay.
Bitch, I'm living. What
I
is
have two
this?
options.
Dev Patel. What is this? Dude, these prices are wild.
These prices are wild.
I'm going back and I'm reading.
Oh, yeah.
The only crib I'll accept if I ever have a baby. What the fuck? Where is it?
I emailed
Oh, you
Yeah,
did.
it's called
I was looking
all
at my
BP
text.
nominees. Oh my
I'm
God.
sorry. I'm so sorry. I
The
was like,
file
just
is
why is
all
she
BP
looking at her
nominees.
text messages?
I thought
Just
maybe she opened
fire
the file on her
me.
phone.
Just fire me. There it is.
Beep, boo, boo, bop.
Exactly. Okay. Repeat the question, please, because I'm stupid.
What is the highest grossing Best Picture winner?
I think I know, and I think I'm right.
I okay, I have an answer.
Crystal, what's your answer?
Oppenheimer?
Joy?
That's also my answer.
Okay. Oppenheimer. Yes.
Yeah. With a lot of money.
975 million.
Almost $1 billion.
Damn. I
Almost a
honestly
billion. And
think,
it's because I
and
saw it 3 times.
it was, wow, it was a good movie, and Christopher Nolan, the Nolanites are real, but I really do feel like Barbenheimer really was what helped that movie a
Oh,
lot.
yeah.
For sure. Like,
100%.
it wasn't all of his success, but it definitely helped. It's like people were dressing up
Yeah.
in like half black, half pink. Like, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like black pink up in
Genius.
here. Black pink in your area.
Okay, last question. Let's see if you can name the top three highest grossing Best Picture nominees worldwide.
Oh God. Okay. I've got one because I know it has to be that one.
So the top three worldwide. So Oppenheimer was
That
just
one.
domestically?
No, I think that was also worldwide.
Oh, okay, top three. Honestly,
Sorry,
this might not be the top three, but it's the three I wrote down for some reason. Because
I
I
just
think
have to
I'm
guess
missing
what you were
one.
thinking.
I'm missing one. So
Guess
just give me
what's
the
in
top.
Anna's brain?
Just give me the top one.
Oh.
Wait,
I
okay.
want to
I'm sorry.
say,
I'm confused. So we just
what is
answered Oppenheimer as the highest grossing. So what is this question?
best picture winner? This is best picture nominee.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Okay.
I think I have it. Or at least I know what my
Oh,
pick
okay.
would be.
I know. Okay. One.
Just give me the first one, the top one.
Avatar: The Way of Water.
Joy.
Oh shit, Black Panther.
Avatar: Way of the Water. At $2 billion.
$2
Ugh, God. Not
billion?
worth it.
What the
See,
fuck,
I
bro?
think.
I spent money just to go sleep in the theater. Very comfortably, but dang.
I think this is where I messed up. I think Avatar would be next. But I have Top Gun Maverick at
Oh yeah. That's
1,495,000,000,
true.
That was
and
another one.
Barbie at 1,447
Hey, look at
million.
that.
Yeah. So
Blockbusters for sure.
yeah, those are
I
your.
was thinking Top Gun, Barbie, Black Panther, and then possibly Dune. That was my other option.
No, Dune should have been it, but it's not. I just remember whenever Way of Water came out, it was like, oh my God, Jim did it again. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like visually,
Rough.
yeah, visually, wow, I'm amazing. But like story wise, bitch, I see this. We've seen this story a million times. This is an
Was
after
like
school special.
that video that I posted on Twitter that was like, bro, oh my God, bro. I was like, this
Yeah,
was Avatar: The Way of Water. Like,
literally.
this was
For
this
sure.
movie.
Like James Cameron just was like, hey, my kids, can you just write out a couple pages for me? I'm bored. I can't do it today.
But also, I love the idea of you're creating this alien planet far off in the future. Bro is going to
Yeah.
stick around and is going to be the prevalent word that we're using to describe each other.
Also, now that I've seen Avatar: The Last Airbender, I'm like, I hate this even more. Why are you trying to copy Aang and his friends? I don't like that. Did you finish it? Yeah, excellent. So
Oh my
Eric and I
God.
were watching, like, what a way to stick the landing, like, bravo.
Yeah.
Eric and I finished watching all the Mission Impossible movies to catch up for the recent one,
I
which
haven't
comes out on
finished it.
Friday, and Eric's like, oh, you're not gonna be here. I'm like, oh, sorry, I forgot. So he was like, you better be ready to go when you get back. I'm like, okay. Because I fly back on Monday, but then we record that day. So I was like, not on Monday, Eric, sorry.
Oh shit, when the fuck am I gonna watch this movie? I guess I'll watch this movie while you're on the plane.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm not gonna have time to watch the movie.
I guess me too, because I haven't seen it
We can change the recording date if we need to.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, so we were watching Mission Impossible movies. Great time. And then once Ariana and I catch up on Amazing Race, we're gonna watch Korra after that.
I have
Ah,
only seen a
I
little
never finished
bit of the
Korra.
first season of Korra.
Same.
Well, they were like, you have to watch it. I'm like, okay. Because Ariana was like, I really want you to try Avatar. Just try like the first couple episodes. Like, okay, all right. And season one ended, and she was like, season one ended, and she's like, do you want to continue? I was like, yeah. She's like, yes. So we watched all of it. Sorry. And then we'll watch Korra next. So, but yeah, now that I like Avatar Last Airbender, I'm like, get this Avatar Way of Water business out of here. And then
Yeah,
next week's gonna be
competition.
firebending.
Yeah,
Get out, get
and then
out,
the
get
one
out,
after
get
that
out.
will be Earthbending. So
Boo.
Earthbending.
I need you to watch the first like 20 minutes, 30 minutes of the Avatar The Last Airbender movie. Because that's all you'll be able to
Oh
stand of it.
God. Oh no. Yeah,
Oh
they told
my
me I can't
God.
look at that at all. They told me I
It's
can't.
so bad.
I
I
mean,
didn't
watch
even
it for the
watch it.
laughs. Because now that you've
Oh
seen it
no.
all. And
Ugh.
my husband Dev Patel is in it. So you know,
That's
like,
right. Wow,
it's
Flop-tina for
bad.
sure, that movie. Yikes. So did you watch the live action show on Netflix? Did you watch that?
No.
I
No.
saw the first two, three, first one or two episodes. And
Okay.
I think I've said this before. I found it difficult that it was a group of kids going off to face all of this, and you're seeing the
Yeah.
horrors of it in reality instead of in a cartoon. And I was like, I don't know if I can watch these kids have to deal with what they have to deal with in real life.
Yeah, that's what Eric said too. He was like, I don't know.
The cartoon is a protective
Really?
barrier against a lot of the horrors. Because when you think about the horrors that, like, Aang
Well,
finding out
no, it
his
was.
going to the air temple and seeing everyone dead, like, that's awful. But to see an
Yeah.
actual living child go and see that, like, it's terrible.
I feel like. When I was watching as an adult, I'm like, I kept thinking, oh my God, they're children. Like, I kept thinking the man, like, watch, if I watched it as a kid, I would not have thought that at all. But as an adult, I'm like, he is a child. He is like not even a teenager. Like, oh, somebody protect him. Like, I was so, so scared for him.
I
Did
know this isn't,
you?
no, sorry, Joy, you've been cut off three times. Go.
I think I might have asked you this when you started watching season one, but what kind of benders would you and your siblings be?
Well, if I'm an earth sign, wouldn't I be an earthbender, right? That's how that
Yeah,
works.
but it's whatever you want.
Oh, I thought, aren't you like chosen? Wait, did I miss that?
I mean, it's just whatever you're born with, yes, but
Oh, so then it would
if
be
you,
earth, right?
yeah,
No.
but if you
Although I
choose
will
to be
say
something else,
blood bending is nuts.
be that's what is
So,
wild.
like
I don't know
the
if you
gaggery when
remember.
I watched that.
Let's
The
do it.
gaggery.
I don't know if you remember, but months ago when you were still in season two, I was like, I cannot wait for you to get there because I can't wait to talk about blood bending. I
Yeah.
wanted more of that. Hello?
They should have done more.
But also just like after watching Dune, there's also the idea of like your life essence is water. So like bending that as well. Yeah, no, I'm a waterbender for
Like
sure.
when because you're a water sign. Whenever Katara, right? Katara like went all bad and like was been I was like, whoa, yes, girl. Yeah. Wow, yeah, the bloodbending was like truly wild. It sent me off the cliff and I came back because it was so good.
I know you're gonna be like, they're children, why are you thinking this? And it's not
Yeah.
really your thing, but I need to know, did you like Katara and Aang together?
I thought it was hilarious. I thought this is so funny. I don't really have an opinion on that because that's like having an opinion on like childhood romances. Like that's not my I don't have an opinion.
But you
I just thought it
agree
was
that she's better with Zuko, right? Like they were
I
made.
agree. I agree that I don't care.
I knew it.
She wouldn't
My
care about
heart.
this.
My heart
I
beats
was like,
for
girl,
Katara and
there are
Zuko.
more important things going on right now.
Then
No, there's
romance
nothing
during
more important.
wartime? It's
No,
not.
I don't care. But every time it happened, I was like, that's hilarious. This is a comedy. No, yeah. I mean, I guess I would be earth because I'm an earth sign, but like the blood bending, if I could do that. Could I have like water and earth? That'd be cool. Yeah.
I think you're isn't your one of your things isn't your moon a water
Girl,
or
I don't know.
or
We gotta look
something
at the
else?
chart, the little
Yeah, look at the little chart.
I
A
know
Libra.
her
A
moon is
Libra is air,
Libra, air.
right?
I forget
And
what her
then
rising is.
it's the opposite of yours. You and hers, your moon and your rising is flip.
No, we have the same moon.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we howl at it all the time.
Ooh.
Hold on, I'm pulling up
Our
CoStar.
moon is chocolate chip cookies. That's what it is.
Yeah, I love a good moon.
Oh, she's an Aries rising.
Ooh, you're fire.
Yeah, okay, fine. Although not a lot of fire, because I'm like, oof, like I sweat a lot. I couldn't do fire all the time. Like I'd be
Well,
like overheating.
if you were fire, you wouldn't that wouldn't be like
It wouldn't
affecting you
affect
as
you.
much.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
And
the way I would live if I wasn't sweating all the time.
the
Ooh, girl.
lightning,
The
with the
lightning
fire.
bending. Yeah, that was
Ooh,
really
bitch, that
cool.
was lit.
Yeah,
That was lit.
yeah.
Baby.
For sure. And then air. Air is fine.
I would love air if I wasn't afraid of heights. I feel like if I wasn't afraid of heights, I would totally do that.
I just want an oppa. I don't care about, I mean,
I
gliding is
know. Oh,
cool and
baby
shit, but I
Appa.
want an oppa.
There was those couple episodes where he was missing. And I was like, oh no. Not my boy oppa. I can't watch this if he's gone. Like
Was so serious.
I'm done. Like I'm for real. Because it like Ayana was like, can we just watch the whole series? I'm like, girl, I gotta go to bed. So we watched like two or three, and we stopped on like the oppa one. I was like, oh no, girl, keep going, because like I gotta know what happens today. I can't do this right now. I will have nightmares.
It was so sad.
Girl, I was like, let me put up posters. Let
I
me
thought
help find him.
seriously of an oppa tattoo.
Oh, that's cute.
You that was telling me about like a weighted oppa, like you could have like a pants.
Yes. I
I would
have an
love that.
oppa pillow pet, but I want
That's
the
cute.
weighted one.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like that would be so cute.
Would love that.
I do love my oppa
Adorable.
pillow pet. Anyway, Joy, you
Think
want
that's
to close us out?
the end of the episode. Unless you guys want to just hang out with us forever, we could do that too.
Which you should,
Which you should. You should
obviously.
just,
Yes.
DM us on what is the Twitter, the Threads, the Instagrams, the Instagrammies, or comment on our actual podcast page. Sure, you can do that too.
You
Leave us a
can comment on Spotify
review.
now, actually.
Really? I clearly have not been paying attention to that. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.